plane or train? For years, the answer within Europe was definitely plane. It's fast and super cheap. But now concerns about the climate impact of air travel are pushing more people to hop on the train, specifically overnight trains. And as Anna Muckerman reports from Vienna, rail operators are paying attention.
We have toys in our backpack. I have toys in this one.
Rachel Mann's sons are excited as an electric blue train screeches to a halt in front of them in Vienna's main train station. The family is waiting to board a night train to Düsseldorf, Germany.
We live in Budapest, but we originally are from the UK, so we're kind of traveling back for our Christmas holidays via train.
They're visiting friends, making stops along the way, and they're not alone.
A lot of our friends are not flying at all anymore because of environmental reasons, which is a bit of an influence, but also because we wanted the children to have the experience.
Across Europe, rail companies say the demand for sleeper trains has boomed over the past 2 years.
Last year, we saw an increase by 10% in the ridership in our night trains.
Bernhard Rieder is a spokesman for ÖBB, the Austrian national railway company that runs the Vienna-Düsseldorf route, the largest operator of night trains in Europe. He says when neighboring countries shuttered their night services, Austria saw an opportunity.
First, France, later Switzerland, and finally Germany stepped down from night trains in 2016. And that was the day when we decided to increase this network.
Cheap flights within Europe can cost less than 50 euros. But if you book an overnight train early enough, the price can be comparable, especially if you factor in saving the cost of overnight accommodation. But Rieder says many riders are looking for the experience, regardless of the price.
So we have three classes. We have sitting car, couchette, and sleeping car. And the highest comfort level, the sleeping cars, is always booked, even weeks in advance.
The boom has also hit Sweden, where a private operator runs a summertime night train from Malmo to Berlin, a 12-hour journey. Up until 2017, the route wasn't profitable, and they considered canceling it. Then came the flight-shaming movement, Flygskam.
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 Which is, from an environmental perspective, the shame you put on yourself or people for taking the plane instead of taking train.
Now, the Swedish railway operator expects to increase its number of night departures by 150%. And in the UK, another recent bet on night routes. The Caledonian Sleeper just put new cars on the tracks this year. It's the revival of a nighttime route between London and Scotland that's been in existence since 1863. Back at Platform 7 in Vienna, Rachel Mann says the night train has another advantage over the plane. Her kids can move around.
And they can play. They like to be able to play and get out of their seats.
But they'll be belted in on the last leg of their trip. They're flying to Britain. For that piece of the route, it's much cheaper than the train. For The World, Anna Muckerman, Vienna.